This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jasandu, together with
Frida Liu
and Audrey Raj.
And today we're asking you, do you have faith in the leadership abilities of the younger generation? Get in touch with us on Twitter or Instagram. It's at BFM Radio, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. At the end of this next story, we will wrap up the poll numbers and all your comments. But for now, let's stick with the youth theme.
Yes, okay. So Youthful Frida has a story here. From Roche Services and Solutions Asia Pacific, they've come up with a very interesting code for Life Inter-University IT Virtual Hackathon, which has started. It's open for registration. And of course, people who choose to take part, and obviously to university students, they can leverage an array of technologies, which includes AI, machine learning, automation, wearable technologies, and more to tackle real-world healthcare problems and co-create solutions. I think this is the right time to do this. So they can register and they can prepare their ideas along two tracks, either healthcare, digitalization, or COVID-19. And it's going to be over 3 months, from August to October, and there'll be a pitching event which will see teams demo their products in a live stream. Top three winners tend to win prizes, 15,000 ringgit.
Ooh, wow.
Right? Second prize is 10,000 ringgit and 5,000 for third placing. I believe teams of not more than four, and this will be 18 and above at the moment you're in college. So this is Martin Kickstein, the general manager, said, so at Roche, they are guided by a purpose, doing now what patients need next. And we recognize that access to healthcare is a multi-dimensional challenge, and there is no one-size-fits-all solution. And that's why the value partnerships and collaboration. So they are working on alongside with MDEC and Talent Corp to do this. And for people who want to register, for those of you who have kids and you want to get them to start earning money, 15,000 ringgit, go to Roche website. My code for life, the number four, and just do a search for that and take part in this. I think it's great, right? They are going to change as well. They have just experienced the start of this pandemic. For those who are youth, and they have never seen anything of this sort. I have never seen anything of this sort. And if they can change the landscape for healthcare, please, by all means.
Yeah, and also I think the medtech space has really evolved over the last number of years, especially with AI. And there are large corporates who are really keen in medtech, right? So you've got like the Google giants who are trying to find a cure, for life being eternal. But also you have like people like IBM, where they are using their own artificial intelligence machine to help the healthcare system, and you've got various different companies, and it's also Malaysian companies. Recently during our Voice of SME series, during the MCO, we interviewed DF Automation and Robotics, who developed the MCK19 robot,
to Machikia 19,
to basically just help this robot to deliver whether it's food, whether it's pills, medications to COVID-19 patients, because in that way you minimize the risk of having another individual with COVID-19, right? Because they're coming close. You save on PPE gears, you save on disinfections and stuff like that, right? So and what they require to build this robot is not just the hardware, it's not just building the robot,
right,
but the intelligence system within the robot to understand where to maneuver, how to maneuver, how to go about how to avoid people, and delivering vital essential items, right? So it's really fun and interesting to see how now you have these kind of opportunities as well,
right? So anyway, just a reminder that registration will remain open until 31st July. It's happening from August, October. Go to the website, which is go.roche.com/mycodeforlife.
There is also a variety of coding schools that are in Malaysia as well, right? And I know one is coming up soon, next week, I think. So, I mean, you could just, if you just do coding schools in Malaysia, you'll find a whole bunch of them. You've got people like Next Academy that's, been established in Malaysia for very long already. If you go onto MDEC's website, you will even see all the coding schools. You've even got entrepreneurs, startups doing their own kind of coding academy schools. And then if you go on to 42kl.edu.my, that is the new coding school that will be launching next week. There's a plethora of opportunities for any individual to just sort of learn the new language of the future and perhaps, be able to solve our current pandemic and future pandemics with technology much quicker and faster.
And leadership issues as well.
Right. Let's wrap up our today's show, because that was our main topic. We were asking you, do you have faith in leadership abilities of the younger generation?
Yeah, so looking at the poll results, we have 42 42% who say yes, 50% who say they have potential, and about 8% who say no. So a whopping 90%+ actually have faith in the youth and their leadership abilities. Some of the comments that have come in, we have one here from Iqbal who says, I feel this is a moot question. Have faith or not, like it or not, the younger generation will lead. The future is them. Investments to make them better leaders can never be enough. We can only trust them and train them and prepare them for their future. And another one here from Mac who says, yes to youth leadership as they need to be given the chance. The older generation are not doing any better anyways.
And of course, you know, with that story, we also spoke to Chan Ying Hearn, the founder and CEO of Jomran, the largest ticketing portal sporting event here in Malaysia. He's only 23 years old, but he started a company when he was like 20, 21 years old. And now he's under, you know, Forbes 30 under 30 list for the class of 2020. And our second story was also about youth. It's about teaching youth about waste. That is thanks to the Zero Waste Malaysia. It's a non-profit organization that's going to be advocating sustainable living and now teaching the youth on how to go about you know, the environment.
Of course, we ended off with Roche's Code for Life Inter-University IT Virtual Hackathon. I just want to end off with a comment here from PC. He says, we do need new blood, new energy, new ideas. Politicians should have retirement age. We definitely need younger people in our parliament.
Coming up later is the 1 o'clock Breakfast Grill replay. KC Wong, the CEO of Credit Bureau Malaysia, joins us on the show as he explains how you know, they can better prepare for potentially gloomier 2020.
Wow.
Just like the weather for today. Yep. Anyways, if you miss any parts of today's show, you can download the podcast available on the BFM website or the BFM app. My name is Jeff Sandu. On behalf of Frida Liu and Audrey Raj, you're listening to Enterprise Biz Bites, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.